The Sandy Hook massacre in Connecticut certainly has sparked a national debate over gun violence, and sparking some to call for more gun control and some others to call for reforms to the mental health system. Well, what do mental health professionals think of this debate? We're finding out as we hear the results of a new survey. Dr. Jonathan Jackson is joining us live now. He's a clinical psychology professor at Adelphi University. Dr. Jackson, welcome to WTOP. What are mental health professionals saying about this debate and their role in it? What did you find?
Good morning. We surveyed 100 mental health professionals across the country. They're psychiatrists, psychologists, and social workers. And when we ask them, where do they put their money on preventing gun violence, on reforming gun laws, or reforming the mental health care system? They came out 62% to 38% in favor of reforming gun laws. It's an interesting finding, maybe not one that you would expect.
What about the need, though, for a better system of identifying people with a history of mental illness in an effort to curb gun violence? Is there anything that they talk about there?
Well, when we asked our respondents about a requirement to notify local officials who they believe, when they believe that they're treating somebody who may be likely to harm himself or someone else, 98% endorse that requirement. Our mental health professionals that we surveyed feel very strongly that they will do their part, they want to do their part, they want to be able to identify and treat people, but they need help. They need the help of law enforcement when it comes to preventing violence.
Now, as you pointed out, your survey is showing that more professionals within the mental health industry feel that the gun reforms need more attention, but did they identify what areas within the mental health system they'd like to see changed?
They didn't, because we didn't ask them about that. But I think that one of our questions really does refer to that problem. We asked about stigma. And 90% of our respondents felt that that stigma is present in their communities and that it does prevent patients who might otherwise come forward from receiving mental health services. We asked them what might be done to help reduce stigma, who might be enlisted to help in that regard. And they endorsed celebrities, they endorsed teachers, they endorsed the church, and they endorsed politicians. So one of the things that they're aware of, and I think this has been a social problem for quite a while, is that attitudes toward mental illness really do make a difference. They really do prevent people who may need the services from coming forward and getting them.
This is an interesting survey. Do you think in any way that this might change the debate that we're having across the nation about gun control and mental illness?
Well, we hope to influence the debate. We certainly want to be part of it here at Adelphi, at the Center for Health Innovation, because we think it's such an important national problem. It's something that's captured the attention, the awareness, and concern of just about everybody in the country. There are a lot of states that are very involved with passing new gun reform laws. We're waiting to see what, if anything, will come out of our national government. But you'll see that there are a lot of states who are in the vanguard, doing things like setting up registries for people who own assault weapons. And in New York, for example, there's now a requirement that's going to go into effect in March where mental health professional treating somebody who they think makes a credible threat of harming somebody else, they'll have to report that person to the local mental health director. That could result in the person's gun being taken from him.
Dr. Jackson, we'd like to check back with you as the debate across the country continues over gun violence and what we can do about it, but we appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.